Stav, Abby and Matt's DNA or dating.
Oh, we have not played this in a long time. We're so excited. It is back. DNA or dating, where we have to figure out whether the guests in the studio are lovers or if they are related.
And you've always done it. You know, you might see someone at a shopping centre and you're like, oh, what a cute... wait a minute, are they dating? They could be dating. And then you start to question yourself.
Oh, you're out to dinner with Grandpa. That's nice.
No, that's my boyfriend.
My boyfriend.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, you and your dad sometimes get mistaken for...
he looks quite young, and probably I look, I don't know, maybe a little bit old. But yeah, we were at somewhere and they're like, you and your husband. I turned around, I was like, what? And that's why I was like, oh, Dad, you've got to call Mum soon. And I was like, oh, that probably looks like some sort of weird kink now.
Right, but do you think they see him as young or you as old?
That's what I mean. I don't know. I always presumed it was him young, but yeah, in hindsight. Thank you, Matthew. But we have two people in the studio with us right now. Good morning, Molly and Michael.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so you can't give away too much. We're going to try and guess if you guys are related or whether you are dating.
First of all, I would say great couple name, Molly and Michael.
It does work.
It is. Or is that... Yeah, okay. All right.
So to set the scene for people listening, Michael's 43 years old, Molly's 25. So doing the maths, there is 18 years between you.
So possible... To be either.
Yes.
Yes, correct. Uh-huh. So, Michael, there's a chance while you were celebrating your 18th birthday, Molly's mum was giving birth.
That
to
is
your,
correct.
To your girlfriend.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So, how did you guys meet?
We met through retail, through work.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 6 years ago.
Okay, so that could be true or it could be obviously a lie.
Keep in mind through that, their job is to trick us here.
Yeah. So, can I just ask, Michael, what sort of things do you like to do on the weekend?
Bit like hosting. I love to do the lawn. Just host people, have barbecues and smoker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, smoker. Molly, do you like a smoker? Is that something that you're into?
Yeah, I don't mind a barbecue.
Okay. What about the lawn? Is it you really into the lawn care as much? Not so much.
I'm an indoor person. I hate the gardens.
Okay.
Opposites attract, though.
If you're going out with friends, what sort of things would you do, Molly?
Go out for like a casual dinner or a couple of drinks, cocktails.
Yeah.
I quite like going to the markets and stuff like that.
So you're into your cocktails. What do you drink, Michael?
I do Grum.
Ooh. Yep. Okay. Hello. Okay.
What a classic 43-year-old Brisbane man.
Yeah.
Lawns, me smoker, me rum.
Yeah, look at
it.
This guy. This guy wanted to date him. Steph was like, oh, that sounds like me.
We could be friends.
Okay.
What's your favourite sexual position?
Wait.
Whoa. Missionary.
It's a good one. Gets the job done.
Yeah,
Molly?
Missionary.
Okay.
Now, I'd just like to keep in mind, Matthew.
You may have just asked him in front of his daughter.
And vice versa.
Oh, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I know.
Okay. All right.
I know.
This isn't his first radio.
Because I feel when you ask a question like that, the air thickens.
But it thickens anyway. But I kind of go, but sometimes people are, you know, only 18 years between them, they're quite open. Like, you're very open talking with your son about stuff.
Abby would know her mums.
That's true.
You do though, don't you? Don't shake your head at me. Yep, told you. Anyway, I think I know
Michael,
where I'm going with this one.
What's Molly's birth date?
Oh,
be the 6th of September, 98.
Definitely dating.
You did have to think, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Scotty would never know the kid's birthday.
I don't know if you can tar every man with Scotty brush.
No, but...
No, she can, because I freaked out then, because I always mix my kids' birthdays up.
I'm not to be able to get it,
Michael, do you know Molly's star sign?
Oh.
No, I don't.
Molly, do you know his star sign?
It's a Leo.
Okay. I've made my decision.
Yeah, I think I have
think I've
too.
Made mine as well.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Do we want to come back?
Yeah.
You can jump on our Facebook page, our Instagram. You can see a photo of them. It's a tricky one because Michael looks a bit younger, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Molly is, she looks young, but I think she's sort of like, I don't think she's a typical 25-year-old girl that likes to go out and party all the time.
I agree.
Kind of her saying, I like the indoors. I think she's quite mature for her age.
Okay.
She's looking at me like, you're totally wrong.
party right. animal.
She's like, you don't know me.
Check them out. Have your guests online right now. When we come back, we will reveal whether they are related or whether they are actually in a relationship. It's next here at B105.
Stav, Abby and Matt's DNA or dating.
We're doing a round of DNA or dating. You can see today's couple, Molly and Michael. They are on our Facebook and Instagram right now.
So these are the questions that we've asked them so far with the answers. Mm-hmm.
There's 18 years between them. Molly's 25, Michael's 43.
We met through work about 6 years ago. I love to do the lawn, just host people, have barbecues and smoke up.
If you're going out with friends, what sort of things would you do, Molly?
Go out for like a casual dinner or a couple of drinks, cocktails.
What's your favourite sexual position?
Missionary.
Molly?
Missionary.
You may have just asked him in front of his daughter.
And vice versa.
Oh, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I know.
Okay. All right.
I know.
Now, we have made our decision as to which way we are going. Which way do you guys think this is going? Matthew, I'll ask you first.
I reckon they're dating.
Abby? Definitely dating.
I think they're throwing us curveballs here. I think she has his eyes. I'm going with DNA.
Right, so you're going off the look here.
And plus, I mean, how did you first meet? The only possible question, like, they have to lie on that one if they're dad and daughter because it's labour ward.
Yeah, of course.
So, I think they were throwing us curveballs.
So, I mean, if they are a father and daughter,
yeah.
I mean, Michael's a shagger from way back. 18 is, like, that's very young.
Mm. It is very young, but I actually feel like getting the vibe from them.
Mm.
I know that Michael's the older, but I just feel like Molly's in charge of this relationship. Like, I just feel like she's the boss.
So they're definitely daddy-daughter.
No. Not that controlling, manipulative type. Right. I was just meaning, like,
runs
I think...
the household.
Yeah, she runs the household. I feel like they are dating.
Okay.
Okay. So, Molly, 25, Michael, 43. Are you related or are you in a relationship?
Do we answer?
Mm-hmm.
We're dating.
Dating.
Hey! 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 I feel like you didn't flinch enough for the sexual question for there to be.
Should have held out a little.
You should have been like, oh my God, no. So, how long have you guys been together for?
5 years. Oh, coming up.
Oh
five
my
years.
God, you have a child.
Baby.
Someone just brought a baby into the studio just for those people.
Wow.
This is baby Hugh.
Oh, my
hey,
God.
Hey, buddy.
He's gorgeous. Wow.
He's 11 months tomorrow.
Oh, there now, you go.
Wow. So, I mean, from this, I'm sure things may or may not be okay now, but how's your families about the 18-year age gap?
They're fine. I mean, obviously, you know, a little bit at the start, they were a little bit like, oh, okay. But, I mean, you know, 5 years down the track, they've kind of just adjusted and they've gotten used to the idea.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they've grown with us, so.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a smoker and rum. Who's not going to like this guy?
I'm not a rum drinker.
Nah. Yeah. So you met
like
work.
Cocktails.
Did you meet at work?
At work,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, right.
And did you initially, because I mean, Michael, you do look quite young. Like, did you know that there was a bit of an age gap or you didn't really care, Molly? You like that?
I mean, I don't regularly go around and date people 18 years older than me. We were actually just really good friends.
Yep.
And then, yeah, we just kind of, I don't know, got closer, our friendship grew, and then, we just kind of fell in love.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can understand why you wouldn't have brought the child in when you're doing this, because he really does look like you both. He's gorgeous. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was actually Molly's boss at work.
Oh, you didn't start with that one, did you? So who had to leave the work?
I did.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I moved down to Brisbane.
You fired her? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Fired her and then asked her out.
Right. Did you have a no screw the crew policy at work?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Did he abide by it?
Yeah, I told you she wears pants.
Yes. Well, thanks for playing, guys. That was a lot of fun. Thank you for coming in. If you want, you can see the gorgeous couple. As we found out, they are online on our Facebook page right now. It's Stav, Abby and Matt. If you want to be a part of DNA or dating, if you've got a relationship where people do go, what are you or who are you? We would love to hear from you. 13 10 60. We'd love to get you in to be a part of it.